What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Offside Shenanigans. Today we'll be going over the games today and our predictions for each division from what we've seen this year for the end of the season. To get started, San Francisco and Cleveland. I mean, that was a poor showing by Cleveland. San Francisco had a decent game.
They could have hold on to the damn ball.
No. Fannin fumbled. And then whoever the punt returner, isn't it Bond?
No, it was some dude named Levesque. What's his name? I'm looking, buddy.
Chenault?
No, it starts with an L. Larvaden.
Oh, yeah.
Gage Larvaden. He had three fumbles, lost one of them.
Yeah.
Pitiful. And Fannin had that one and went through his hands.
Three?
Yeah, he had three fumbles, Larvaden.
Three's crazy.
Fannin had the one. When he would try to do the Wildcat thing. They were trying to do the push-tush with him.
Yeah.
And it happened to Tyler Warren, too.
Mm-hmm.
The defense wasn't just as good as I anticipated in that situation.
No.
Or in that game. But they were still really good.
Man, I thought they were going to get a lot of sacks. Mm-hmm.
I did, too.
Because that Niners offensive line lets up a lot of pressure most of the time. But Purdy is pretty good at evading it. So, I mean,
so
the 49ers have seen that coming.
Agreed. 49ers had 253 yards. 252. You know how many the Browns had?
No.
253.
Yeah.
Turnovers are everything sometimes.
Oh, 100%.
And I think the Niners had two touchdowns, and I believe both touchdowns, at the very least it was 10 points, came because of turnovers. But I think it was 14.
Yeah.
I think both touchdowns came as a result of the fumbles. I know the McCaffrey one did, and that because that was off Fannin's. And I'm pretty sure that the Purdy touchdown came off of the fumble. Well, they had three touchdowns. I'm sorry. But I'm pretty sure that the Purdy fumble or touchdown came off of the punt return fumble.
Yeah. Just.
So, I mean, that's devastating. In a game, it would have been without those. And I think that they mixed the extra point off the Purdy one, if I remember right. So that's 13 points. That's half of their scoring. So maybe Cleveland's defense wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
When you have major short fields, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It's really hard to defend that.
Yeah. Like, it's damn near impossible. Sanders is going to start again next week.
Which I don't think that's the wrong pick.
No, I think he should start. Like, I think it's wrong to not just say he's starting the rest of the year. What do they got to lose?
Yeah.
They already know what they have with Gabriel, so why not find out fully what you got with Sanders and then decide, do we like either of these guys, or are we ready to, I mean, if they liked Gabriel, they're probably not giving Sanders a chance, right?
At all?
Still. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I just think that he should get a fair shake.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that he's shown enough to say, yeah, he's a franchise quarterback yet, but I do think he's shown enough that he's better than Gabriel.
Yeah, I think he has done just enough to keep himself in that starting position. And let's see if he can keep capitalizing on it.
I was hoping that he could do more this week.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he played terrible, but he certainly didn't play well.
Next week could be a good week for him. They're playing the Titans, so.
I was about to say that. Like, a good reading.
That'd be a huge week to capitalize on it.
For sure. I think we spent way too much time on this game, though. My bad.
It's fine. Jacksonville and Tennessee. I mean, Tennessee was pitiful. I mean, that was bad.
I was absolutely floored by that because Jacksonville is not good against the pass.
No.
I thought for sure that this would be a much closer game. I thought Tennessee had a chance to win, and they looked awful. Like, they looked worse, or they looked like they did when Brian Callahan was there.
Yeah.
It was pitiful. I mean, it's absolutely pitiful in every way, shape, and form.
Mm-hmm. The only
player who I thought showed a little bit of promise in this game for the Titans was Gunnar Helm. And that was just because he had six catches. He didn't even have any yards to go with it. The high yardage was 4 at 29.
Yeah,
Spears had 6 for 25 and Helm 6 for 23. That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. Like, Cam Ward had 24 completions for 141 yards. Yes.
So is he checking down that much, or are they just playing chicken shit ball?
Probably both.
It's chicken shit.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like he has much time to even get hold the ball long enough for them to get downfield far enough.
Agreed.
So they have to do those checkdowns. Whole team's disappointing. And then those checkdowns. Yeah, it's just so dysfunctional.
The Jags looked solid, though. The defense looked really good. And I want to say Lawrence looked good, but he certainly didn't look bad.
No.
And there's something there with Jacoby Myers. He trusts Jacoby Myers in a way he has not ever trusted Brian Thomas Jr.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be shocked to see Thomas Jr. get traded this offseason.
Really? That early?
There's not a trust there.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's so weird. I mean, last year he was great. I don't know what happened between the two.
When he was great, go look at it. When he was great, it was when Lawrence was hurt.
Really?
Mac Jones was the starter.
Maybe they paid the wrong guy.
I mean, it's too late for all that.
Oh, yeah, 100%. It's way too late.
But with Brenton Strange and Jacoby Myers and Parker Washington, there's a chemistry with all three of them. So I'm not sure I put this on just Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Just, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's definitely both sides. Because, I mean, there has been a lot of drops this year by Thomas.
Agreed.
Like a surprising amount. It's just, I don't know. It's weird. Indy Houston. I mean, I guess it was a good game. I mean, they did play the best, would we say they're the best defense in the league? I think so, right?
Them and Denver. I think Denver's probably a little bit better, but not by a ton.
Yeah.
And Nicole's defense is nothing to sneeze at.
No. I mean, Indy did a lot better against Denver than they did Houston.
You're not wrong.
Like, a lot better. It was crazy how good they were against Denver.
I mean, they didn't get away from running the ball this time.
No, which is good.
They did. They ran it 21 times with Jonathan, and he had 3 catches. I mean, he had plenty of touches. They just did a really good job of letting him be pretty good, but containing him. Like, he only had a 12 yards was his longest rush.
Mm-hmm.
He had a 12 yards was the longest rush. He had a 33-yard reception.
So, like, he had on those other 2 catches, it was a total of 3 yards. I mean, yeah, I just...
Pittman only had 1 catch.
Yeah, for 13. I did see a stat that Derek Stingley has the most games where he has let up less than 10 passing yards. Yeah.
That dude's insane.
He leads the league with 4. Yeah, just huge game for him.
Would have liked to have seen Warren more involved.
Yeah, I'm surprised he only had that many targets. 4.
Same.
I mean, that's crazy.
Pittman is being taken out of the game, you got to find a way to use him and Pierce more.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just, we talked about this a little bit before. I mean, it wasn't a bad game.
Sometimes you just tip your cap to in great defenses.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Talk about bad games. Miami, New Orleans. Was it the worst game?
That was pathetic.
Yeah.
Came down to as far as, hey, man, New Orleans had a chance to win, but. Just a pitiful game.
Yeah, pick on a 2-point.
It wasn't good. It wasn't good football. It wasn't good defense. It wasn't good offense.
It was just bad offense.
With the Colts and Texans, it was just really good defense.
Mm-hmm.
But this was just bad football.
Yeah. Tua sucks. I think everybody, I mean, I feel like this solidifies it more. It's not even like he went up against a good defense. He just sucks. Jan played really good, though.
He did. But I would say really the same thing about the Falcons. Falcons and Jets.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Bijan had an amazing game. Outside of that, I wouldn't call any of that good football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the Falcons do. Do they just keep rolling with Michael Penix, or do they try to bring in another bet and have like a competition between them two? Because Kirk Cousins is not the way to go either. I mean, he's worse than Penix.
I'd go get Mac Jones.
Yeah. I mean, have them duke it out, I guess, in training camp, and then.
How many teams are going to go get Mac Jones?
I feel like a lot, honestly.
Is Mac Jones about to get paid?
I feel like after what he's shown, he might.
Shouldn't the Niners franchise tag him and trade him?
I think that'd be smart. Are they going to? I don't think so.
I don't know if they can cap-wise. You know what I mean?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
So, but man, that would be a brilliant move if they could.
If they do, they'd have to be really quick with the trade before they need to get the cap. Into the situation it needs to be.
It'd be brilliant, though.
Yeah, because they could get a haul for that. Where did I leave off?
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
We
All right.
I jumped to the Falcons and Jets. Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's fine. That was right after the New Orleans one anyway, so that worked out. Cardinals, Bucks.
Go ahead.
I was disappointed with Bucky, honestly, a little bit. I mean, he was averaging less than four. I mean, he got the touchdown, but, I mean, it's not even like Arizona has a great run defense. I think they're lower end, aren't they?
Oh, I think they're more middle of the pack.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
I was also surprised they didn't use Sean Tucker.
The offense on both sides wasn't impressive.
No. Yeah.
I was not surprised that they didn't use Tucker more. And I told you, I thought that Tucker and Bucky are too much the same kind of player.
Yeah. I mean, I thought they would maybe bring in Bucky slowly with how long he's been out. I mean, I thought it was going to be a slow transition. Like, I thought he was going to be kept out at 15, but they went 17 and they barely ran the ball outside of that. Other than Baker, really. McBride had a good game. Marvin Harrison had a good half. Other than that,
Trey McBride is just insanely good.
Yeah. Like, he's easily the best player. I don't think it's even.
Has he taken over the number one tight end spot again over Bowers?
I think so. And I don't think it's Bowers' fault. I think he might be more talented than him. He just plays for the Raiders.
Maybe.
Like, you saw that. You saw his touchdown, right? That was an insane catch.
Agreed. I've seen McBride do stuff like that. I mean, I don't know that I think one is more talented than the other.
Yeah.
I think that McBride's situation is a better situation.
Oh, 100%. Just, I wonder if Vegas ever gets their crap together and gets that figured out. I mean, Aiden O'Connell is plays better than Geno, I would say. At least he's better for Bowers.
I mean, that was shown last year, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, just, I don't know what Vegas does at this point. I mean, they already locked in Geno for a long time, so they're not through next year? I thought next year is also
through next year.
Guaranteed. Oh, through next year. But yeah, just, I don't know what they do. I would say they could be a contender for Mac Jones, but they, like I said, they're paying Geno too much and all guaranteed. So yeah. Rams, Carolina, Stafford didn't play great. I mean, I'm not saying that he played terrible, but just not a great game for him. It's not like he has before. He made, I mean, two touchdowns, two picks. I feel like a lot of that might be just Puka and Devontae, just being them two.
I think you just got to tip your cap to a great defense.
Yeah. I want to.
This was two really good defenses.
Yeah.
And both offenses put up a good amount of points.
Bryce Young played really good.
Against a really good defense.
Yeah. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. Bryce Young will play god-awful against one of the worst defenses in the league, and then he'll come into. Were they at L.A. or were they in Carolina?
Carolina.
They're in Carolina. Well, I mean, 200 yards, three touchdowns, 15 for 20 against arguably a top five defense in the league.
Yep. It's weird.
Yeah. They are the most inconsistent team I've ever seen.
It's cool to see.
Yeah, 100%.
They are.
Made for a great game. Jalen Coker had a great game.
My favorite game of the whole day.
Yeah. McMillan was very not involved, and they still put up to all that. I mean, two targets, one catch, 43 yards, and a touchdown.
He had that one catch that was over the top that made the difference for the game. But
yeah. Chuba played great. Dowdle had a great game.
Coker.
Coker. Just really great game for Carolina this week. All right game for Rams. That shocked me that Carolina won. Now we're off into the not great games again.
Those afternoon games were awful.
Yeah, just Seattle, Minnesota. I mean, I didn't expect much out of Minnesota. I don't think it would have been much different if JJ was playing, honestly.
I mean, would have been a little different. I would have thought that they probably would have scored something. Brosmer looked like he doesn't belong.
Yeah.
And I hate that. I hate to say that. Because I know no way could I ever try and do better. But he looks so lost and so unprepared for the speed of the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the best way to put that.
Yeah, the only person that did decent was TJ Hawkinson. I mean, Addison had, I think, like four drops today or something crazy like that.
Devin Witherspoon's amazing. He's a really good player. But I would not say he's is he in the top five cornerbacks I don't think so. Top five.
But I think that corner committee is top five. The whole committee itself.
But still, Justin Jefferson is really, like, really, really good. Mm-hmm. You tell me he couldn't get open more than four targets worth? Six targets. I'm sorry.
Well, I think you can make that argument for Smith and Jigba, too. Four targets.
I don't think that you can pick it apart as much because they won the game.
Yeah.
Handedly.
I mean, both teams had poor offensive showings this week.
For sure. For sure. It was pitiful. Hats off to the Seahawks defense. Frankly, hats off to the Minnesota defense.
The Minnesota defense, too. Yeah.
And move on.
They did what they could.
That game was awful.
Yeah. Buffalo-Pittsburgh. James Cook killed it this week on both ends. He was top rusher and top receiver, and he only had 33 yards. I mean, yeah.
Josh Allen just looks lost at times right now, doesn't he?
Yeah, I don't know what's up with him. Him and Lamar, like the two MVP favorites.
It was really cold there.
Yeah, just that was a pretty bad game too.
Are they missing Dalton Kincaid that much?
I think so.
Huh?
I think so. Yeah. I mean,
I mean, it appears that way.
Mm-hmm. Just, I don't know. Like, he's never been this important to that offense before. Like, this is the most involved he's been.
Maybe
this,
he's just so important that as like, and even as a decoy type thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's weird.
Agreed.
James
Cook's amazing. Josh, I didn't think Josh played terrible. I just think that he looks lost or frustrated or something. But they've got to find him a better receiver. At least one. This hodgepodge of receivers. Like, for them to have won eight games with the way the receivers have played this year is insanely good.
Yeah.
Frank. Because it's not like this defense is really good.
Yeah. And that defense balled out today.
I think Pittsburgh's not that good.
Yeah. They didn't. Yeah. That was a bad game. Also, I mean, yeah. Just terrible games this afternoon. Vegas Chargers. Justin Herbert does have a break in his, I think, left hand.
Yeah, he's going to have surgery.
And we'll have surgery tomorrow. So I'm not sure how long he'll be out for that or if he is out at all. I'm not sure.
I don't think they win that game if they played a better team.
Yeah, no. I mean, Vital had a great game, like I thought he would.
Oh, yeah.
McConkey had a touchdown. Yeah, just Bowers had a great catch at the end. Two touchdown performers. He had a great game.
Brock Bowers had a good game. Gentry didn't have a bad game. So that dude still put up 12.1 fantasy points.
I don't know how. Six catches. There you go.
Six catches, 30 yards. Like, he's relevant. He's relevant in a poor offensive scheme. He's relevant with I think it's probably the worst line in the whole league.
Mm-hmm.
And they have no defense. I love Max Crosby. He's one of my favorite players of all of NFL. But that defense is terrible.
Yeah. Outside of Crosby, if they didn't have Crosby, they'd be so much worse.
Yeah.
It's terrible. So bad for the guy. Yeah.
And the Raiders should be ashamed of themselves. That's one of the worst rosters in football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just, I don't know. It's a bad game.
And they have good offensive skill position players outside of the quarterback.
Yeah. Just, I don't know. All right. Predictions for the divisions. AFC East. I think I might have to go Patriots with how the Bills are looking right now. I think it'll change when Kincaid comes back, but when's that gonna be? He was pretty close to game. It should be next week, but
we got five more games to go.
Yeah.
The Bills have to make up.
It's definitely still up in the air.
For three games. I think it's too hard to do. The way the Patriots are playing, I think it's too hard to do.
Mm-hmm. AFC North. I'm going to say Bengals.
I like that. I would love to say that, and I would love to agree with that, but I think it's the Ravens.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see.
But I would love to be wrong on that. I would love to see the Bengals come back and win that division.
For the AFC North, the Jaguars just took first place, which is crazy because it's not even like they're great
team. AFC South?
Did I see NFC?
You said AFC North again.
Oh, AFC South. That one. I'm going to say Colts, but I don't know. I mean,
Texans.
Yeah, I could see the Texans doing it. I think it'll hugely depend on. So the Colts have only played the Texans once this season, right? I think that next game is really going to be what this goes based on.
The Colts have to play one of the hardest schedules left, I think. Mm-hmm. They have the Jags, the Seahawks at the Seahawks and at the Jags.
That's going to be
then
rough
the Niners
one.
And then the Jags again. And then they end at the Texans.
I think they beat the Jags.
I hope I'm wrong with what I'm about to say, but I see a world where they don't win another game.
Really? That'd be an insane letdown, honestly. That'd be a huge fall off.
I'm not saying that's going to, I just.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't want it to happen.
Surprised.
But yeah. Wouldn't that be crazy? People around here will be so mad.
Dude, it'd be hilarious, honestly. I'll rub it in so many people's faces.
I mean, I hope it doesn't happen just for Brian.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, he got to see a Super Bowl. He'll be right. Yeah. I mean, that division's really up in the air. It's just crazy. Agreed. AFC West. I mean, this division, I'm going to have to say Broncos.
Yeah.
But agreed. That's a weak division. Nobody
if the Broncos lose really this week, great. Though. If they lose tonight,
uh-huh.
Then maybe not. But as of right now, I would say the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
I don't expect them to lose.
Yeah, me neither. It'd be a huge shocker if they did because the Commanders suck. NFC East. I think the Cowboys, with how they're looking right now.
Agreed.
Just...
Whoa, let me guess. Let me just guess on this next one for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What do you think my pick for the North is?
The Lions.
What do you think? Nope, try again.
Must be the Vikings.
Yep, you're right. obviously, the Bears. I mean, they're on fire right now. Their next games are the Packers, which I think they split with the Packers at least. I think they beat the Niners. I feel like they do. I think they beat the Browns, and I think they could beat the Lions, too. The Lions look like crap right now. They beat the Bears early in the season when they're just, like, Ben Johnson's second career game as a head coach. Then they had that huge turnaround that the defense is way better now. Everybody's, I guess, how would I say it? I guess used to their role, I guess. I don't know. Like, yeah. The corners early in the season, I mean, they were lost.
Know their expectations.
Yeah. A couple of them had stepped up. The addition of C.J. Gardner-Johnson has surely helped immensely. Oh, yeah. I mean, I could see the Bears winning the next four of the five games.
I think it's the Bears, too.
Oh, man, you switched up. Yeah, I mean, I really hope so. If not, I'm going to be real upset.
I think the Bears made a statement Friday, and they need to continue it.
But yeah.
I mean, based on that, I think they've made a mindset change that they needed to do.
Oh, 100%.
And I think that the talent edge still lies with the Packers. But I think the coaching edge goes with the Bears, and I think that it is not that close.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's an exciting time to be a Bears fan.
I think the talent edge is closer than the coaching edge or difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I guess we'll see.
The Bears got to stay on it because the Packers are going to be right there behind them.
Mm-hmm. The same with the Lions.
I think this is turning into a two-head race.
Really? You think the Lions are out of it?
Yeah. Not out of it necessarily, but I don't think they're in the same.
But not as close with the two.
As those two, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. The Lions just don't look the same. They need to find an offense coordinator because just, I don't know.
They have one.
A better one.
Maybe. Maybe they just need to adjust.
That's why I think they need an offense coordinator because, I mean, Dan Campbell
doesn't.
I don't
think everything is about changing, like firing somebody. I think that sometimes. Now, if a coach refuses
I think they're just too repetitive.
To change? Yeah, I agree.
They haven't changed
and that's
yet.
Why, I think that's why Campbell took over. No, they did. They did change. Campbell took over calling plays.
I don't know. I don't think I really like
because of that.
Yeah.
He's only done it for like 2 weeks.
Really? It's only been 2 weeks?
Yeah. It hasn't been that long.
I thought it's been a little bit longer than that.
Maybe three. I mean, either way, even if it's four, that's not that long.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's only a third of the season that's been played.
I mean, I thought it was more like four or five, honestly. Maybe it's just been flying by. I don't know.
I could be wrong.
NFC South.
It was the first time for everything.
Yeah. I think the Panthers win.
I want to agree. I really want to.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the Bucks, but I hope that I'm wrong.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then NFC West. This is a tough one. I'm going to, I got, I have to go Rams, I think.
I'm going to go Niners.
Niners? Really?
There's something special going on there right now.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
They just continue to overcome obstacle after obstacle, mm-hmm. where most of these other teams get an obstacle and they stumble a lot. I don't know.
Call Shanahan, man.
I'm saying that without looking at the schedules for all three teams. That's just what I like the most right now. Yeah, I mean, the Niners play at the Titans, or play at the Titans, then they're at the Colts, then the Bears, and then the Seahawks. So it's not like they've got an easy road here. They have a bye next week. I mean, at worst, I think they go 2-2 in that.
Yeah. Rams have the Cardinals, Lions, Seahawks, Falcons, Cardinals again.
Well, they probably
winning four of them at least.
They have an easier, yeah. So, I mean, on paper, Rams probably. I just have a feeling that the Niners are going to win the division.
But on paper, you would have also said the Rams would have won this week. So I guess paper doesn't really matter.
Yep. I wouldn't be shocked.
We both fell for that trick last week or this week.
Agree. I wouldn't be shocked to see them split with the Cardinals.
Yeah. Been a crazy week.
Awesome. Let's go watch Sunday Night Football.
Man. But yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. If you guys are watching or listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and leave a review. If you're listening or watching on YouTube, like, subscribe, leave a comment what you guys think, and hit that notification bell. Get notified whenever we post on there. Thank you.